Listening Library presents Tess of the Road by Rachel Hartman. Read for you by Catherine McEwen. For Scott, who's been on this road with me a very long time. Prologue. When Tessie Darmbeg was six and still irrepressible, she married her twin sister Jeanne in the courtyard of their childhood home. Married her to cousin Kenneth, that is. Tessie, draped in one of her father's law robes, cinched with an incongruous red ribbon, played the priest. Faffy the Snaphound was the flower girl. Tessie had cleverly given him a bouquet of snapdragons. It was past midsummer, and the plum tree was dropping fruit onto the bricked walkways. Little plummy bombs that fermented in the sun and got the bees drunk. They buzzed in slow orbits, the worst sort of wedding guest, and terrified the groom. Tessie led the wedding party to the bee-free apex of the garden, where the green man fountain, forever choking on leaves, glugged and fussed and spit water at intervals. Father Tessie, she was a clergyman after all, clambered onto the low fountain wall and turned toward the happy couple, wrestling her expression into solemnity as she leafed through the weighty tome she carried, just like the priest at Aunt Jenny's wedding the week before. Unlike the priest at St. Mun's, Father Tessie's book was not the compendium of rites, but the Adventures of the Porphyrian Pirate Desarius and His Valorous Crew, Volume 1. She flipped pages until the story, Desarius.